And good evening. You're listening to Worship Factor on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaust and Monique Donnelly. Welcome, welcome. Get online, get hooked up, get connected on worshipfactory.net. Rod, get connected. Yeah,
got to get connected. Hey, listen, we just had a fabulous weekend last weekend. Just got to tell you a few things. The concert was really cool. We had the Sky Pilot at His Way Community Church.
Incredible.
Those guys were wonderful. You guys, they just released their new CD, and you'll want to get a copy of this for sure.
I didn't realize they're that young. They're 19?
19 years old.
That's great.
19, a new album's called The Lighthouse, by the way, from the Sky Pilot, which was just an unbelievable guitarist. Steve Grace's son, Jordan Grace, and Trent, their partner, is just unbelievable guitarist and voice. Both of her very accomplished voices as well. But, you know, Rod, we talk about what is Worship Factory and why Worship Factory. And I think about Worship Factory is not just for the creative artist out there necessarily, because you're a creative artist. Even if you're a business person, you've always got to compete in the market.
Right.
And so I think that a lot of people get the misconception that we are just for Christian artists, whether it's just a musician or a painter or whatever. And yes, that's true. But in the same time, we are also for everyone out there, because we are all created by the Creator and we are all creatives.
Yes. In fact, I was talking to somebody just this past weekend about that. He told me a story of how in his construction job, he'd had to overcome a problem. And then we started talking about Worship Factory. And he said, yeah, but, you know, I'm not an artist. And I stopped him and pointed out, you were just telling me how you had to be creative on the job and overcome that problem. That's what we're about, encouraging people to be creative. God made you to be creative. And he wants you to be the best at what you do. Mm-hmm. It's not just doing. It's not just being a Christian. It's being the best there is, not just in the Christian world, but in the world at large. God's made you to be creative and to be something really special and unique. Mm-hmm. That's what we're encouraging.
Mm-hmm. Now, you may be an artist out there, and you may be somebody that is in the arts field here in the Los Angeles area, especially being in Hollywood. So you may be facing different difficulties as well, and I think it's really important for you to get connected. Obviously enough, we feel disconnected when we're artists often, unless we're into our gig or whatever it is that we're doing, or on stage or in studio or wherever that may be. But I tell you, I can't stress it enough to be able to actually reach out to other creatives, and then the creatives that are really, really experienced. We ask that you also mentor somebody that is not.
Yeah, reach out.
You've been given a gift. God has given you a gift. It's not something that you earned. It's not something that, essentially, not to say that you didn't pay your dues or you didn't go into vocal lessons or you didn't go into studio or didn't go to school. In the same time, though, you were given a gift. Mm-hmm. And because you were given that gift, it is our responsibility as creatives to give that gift to someone else.
Right.
And if we don't do that, we're missing the mark when it comes to the Holy Spirit. I'm sorry to say that, but that's the truth.
Well, and that verse says, you know, freely you have received, freely give. And I know that's talking about salvation, but that's Christ's challenge for us in our day-to-day lives. You know, freely you've been given talents, freely you've been saved salvation. Pay it forward, freely give.
Pray it forward. That's the key phrase. Mm-hmm. We have the old one they have even in the world, pay it forward, which is a really cool concept. Of I'm going to do something for somebody, and they're going to do something for somebody, they're going to do something for somebody, and let's just let that trickle down happen. Well, in the kingdom, we have an even better opportunity. We as creative people, where we can exchange and help each other, and rather than having to pay for goods and services, we can minister to each other and help each other's ministries and really pray it forward.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton with Rod and Monique. And Monique, you got a chance to also experience the Well Done Awards with one of our guests. Actually, was on with Lisa Bellesi. How was that this past
weekend?
That
was incredible. And I just can't sing her praises enough, the Bellesis, how they take scripture and they put it into practice. And the Well Done Awards is an opportunity to praise those people who have done a good job, have been good stewards with their finances, and have raised funds and given to the homeless. And I mean, there's so much money that's been raised and organizations that have benefited from their encouragement. And this one evening, the Well Done Awards, you know, there was four recipients that received trophies, and I just cried through the whole thing, because I'm like, this is what life is about, you know, being loving sacrificially, encouraging those who do sacrifice. And I think there's a lack of encouragement in general, but specifically for those who are doing such a good job and they don't get those pats on the back. But it was really fun. Colton Dixon performed. He's actually in studio with us today, and so that was fun. Got to see him, and some of our radio team was out there, but great time. It was a good night.
Yeah, and so they also had somebody singing backup, right?
Well, yeah.
Was anybody I know?
You may not have been able to see her, but she was there.
Hey, no more jokes.
Monique Donnelly was actually on stage, too, with Colton Dixon and company. And we will have Colton Dixon from American Idol on this next segment, so don't go anywhere as far as that goes. And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And, Rod, we're also talking, you know, I want to just get back to the fact of what we're talking about in the creative arts and sort of what the purpose is of Worship Factory and why we started this thing and why God had called this on our hearts over a year ago now. And I just can't stress it enough. This is not about Rod Schreckengast and Kempton Bryan and Monique Donnelly. This is about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the creative people out there as we are created by the Creator. And so I just can't encourage you enough to get online on worshipfactory.net. Get connected. You may go in there and take a look at, give us your thoughts as well. We want to know what you're thinking that may be able to help you. If that, what we may not be doing, maybe we're doing too much of. I'm not really sure. It is a social networking. So get online. Let us know your thoughts. How can we more assist you in more of a Christian brother, sister way as creatives?
You know, a thought that I have is I actually had someone mention to me that, boy, that's pretty Christian, you know, the whole Worship Factory angle and everything's about Jesus Christ and everything. You're not reaching the larger audience, the creatives that are out there. And my response is, God created us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to start there. If you would take a fork in the road from there, I can't help you. But it all begins with the understanding God created us, and that's a fact. Evolution doesn't stand the test in science. It's been proven. There had to be intelligent creation. So you can begin easily with the understanding God created us. So then wouldn't I want to have a relationship with my Creator? Wouldn't that be the ideal way to be the most creative that I can be and be fulfilled? So that's why we're pushing that angle, not because we're Jesus freaks or we just want to push religion on people. It's because we understand to be the best creative that I can be in my job and in life, you got to go to the source.
Right.
Well, you know, I think also in saying that too, Rod, is I think that you've got to take a stance too. I mean, I think we've got to take a stand and basically say we are Christians. We're not here to thump a Bible over your head. We're not here to you know, jam it down your throat. What we're here to do is one thing, L-O-V-E, love you, not L-O-V. We have said that before, and they mock me all the time now. It's love, they say, because I said L-O-V one time. Love ya. So anyway, but we are called to that, you know, and I can't say that enough, that we are called to love one another, and we don't do it enough. And in the Christian faith, I hate to say it, but it's the truth. The Christian faith is probably the worst often as far as loving one another. It's amazing how we treat each other as the body of Christ.
There's so much judgment, I think, and it creates this fear and insecurity when we judge. And Kempton, I can't agree with you more how love needs to be the focus.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, especially in the creative community. We're very critical and judgmental of each other. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not good enough.
Right.
And okay, you're going to deal with rejection if you're going to be in the creative arts. We understand that. But boy, couldn't we get a lot further if we could build each other up and help each other take a step in the right direction?
Right.
Rather than tearing down.
And one of the missions for us is to actually just do that. We want to connect you, whether you're a cinematographer, whether you're a musician, whether you're an animator, whether you're a screenwriter, whatever your creative gift is. We want to connect you with other people that could use your gifts or actually access your gifts to be able to actually further the mission. And it doesn't have to be, you know, we're not talking about just the Bible. We're not talking about doing a Christian film necessarily. We're doing a film that happens to be from Christians. Mm-hmm. And so we have a principle built into us that essentially is our calling in our life is the Holy Spirit. But we are not called, I don't think, out there to not do product that is less than.
Right.
I mean,
right.
So many people think that as Christians, oh, it's less than.
Right.
And you can do every project out there in the world. Anything you can do out there, it should be the best than. It should be better than what anybody else out there is doing it, because we serve a master today that is bar none the only master in this world, in this universe, and will show that at one day, as far as that goes, we're all called to his glory. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, I just want to remind you, you're listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And our website address is worshipfactory.net, because we're about networking and connecting and getting together. So please check out the website, check in, join, connect, become a member so we can help you along. And I want to remind our listeners that we do have a standing book contest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Alvin Chia.
Question asked, there's two ways you can win. The question asked was, what was the first song that Take Six won their Grammy for, and what year was it? And the second thing is, if you're the 100th member to sign up on Connect, and I'm telling you, we're real close, so you want to jump in there.
100th new member.
Yep. You get a free copy of his book, Basslines. So this is a great little contest, and it's stirring some excitement, so jump in there on that one, too.
Get online. You can check Alvin Chia again on worshipfactory.net. Check out his background, his bio. It's just an amazing time. And again, last week we had a wonderful time with Sky Pilot. We'll be doing a concert with Matt Brower July the 10th, too. Keep you posted on that as well. But you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA FM. And I've got to just say one thing real quick, Rod. I think we've got to be able to tell the listeners out there, too, we could use your help. We could use your help as far as from financial donations and contributions into this show. One thing we don't ask, we're not sitting on passing a plate as a lot of people do out there, but we're saying to you, if you want to keep shows on like this, we could use your help.
Need
you
your
can
help.
Donate on worshipfactory.net, and you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5. We'll be right back with Colton Dixon from American Idol.